Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, you know, I've watched the film, you know, and then I went back and watched week two. I mean, week two was 10-3 at the half, you know, and the Ravens blocked a punt in the second quarter to get, you know, good field position, which got them the touchdown and up 10-3. So it was tight. I think the biggest problem is the defense just wears down, and then the offense or special teams give up short fields and make it real difficult on the defense. Because that defense, they're really good.
Vinny Serrato, former NFL GM, now with the fan in Baltimore. And I think it kind of goes in line with what we said with Zach Jackson. It's like, I understand Zach's point that it doesn't feel like the rebuild's actually doing anything, but yet you've got Myles Garrett, you've got Schlessinger, you've got Denzel and Delpit. Like, you've got impact players on every level of the defense. And I think you have some I think the defense really is close enough that if you just got adequate quarterback play and adequate and really good offensive line play, I really don't think the Browns are that far away.
So the very first years of Stefanski, and this includes obviously when Baker had to deal with the shoulder injury, it was like a yo-yoing where each season it felt like the defense and the offense were switching. The offense was then really good while the defense struggled a little bit, and the defense was really good and then the offense struggled a little bit. Past couple years, it's been pretty consistent now where we have it where the defense is, you're the bell of the ball, and like the offense is just playing catch up. And so it's not like this, at least it's not a back and forth for them. They've at least made up their mind. Defense good, offense bad, and I guess now you can attack it whatever way you want.
Now, I think what's funny about it is Vinny sure seemed like he was pitching that this is going to be a close game, and then we asked him for his prediction, and he has the Ravens winning by 14 points.
Yeah, it was still a 2-touchdown difference.
So
not only covering the spread, but almost doubling the
spread. Was he thinking that everyone expects this to be like a 30-point game?
He went on like a 7-minute thing about how basically the Ravens' offensive line is a bunch of tomato cans.
Yeah.
And we should just not even bother dealing. Okay. You have flaws. I get it. But they really feel like it's saying the champagne's flat on the Titanic. It really feels like you're just trying to like get in a pit of misery with us, and that's nice. I appreciate that, Vinny, but you didn't need to do that.
I would also like to point out that this is where we get to talk about the get-in prices on Sunday, because that's the time of year we're in. It's only 14 days into November,
yeah,
and we're already looking at get-in prices as low as $6 per ticket.
Which is crazy low. Lamar Jackson versus Myles Garrett should be better than $6 a ticket. But if you told me you had free tickets for me, I'm still not going to this game.
Oh, I actually would.
Well, all right, it's $6 a ticket. You're basically there.
Well, no, because remember, we got to do $75 in fees for each ticket.
What are fees if you just straight up bought? I have not bought something with fees from forever.
They're really bad.
I don't go to many things.
A $6 ticket's going to be like $14, and because again, it's based off whatever the hell they want it to be based off of. But no, yeah. I'll be honest with you. We made plans with our friends Megan and Joe on Sunday. Very excited for that.
To watch the game?
After I saw it went to $6, I was like, well, I'd take the Wilson girls and Mama Bear, and
why not?
Honestly,
take Megan and Joe too.
So we got the Mac for Mutts tailgates, which that's coming up this weekend. Make sure to swing by. If you guys don't know about that, I'll tweet about it on Twitter. I've been there every year. I couldn't go this year because we're doing home renovations, and I honestly thought midway through the week, I'm like, well, can I put this off one more week so we can go to the game? Then I could go to the tailgate.
Yeah.
Inevitably, we already had plans, but. Yeah, I think this is a great opportunity. I actually, honestly, guys, we're not going to get a lot of these opportunities for $6 games in about 4 years. I think if you're somebody who doesn't usually get to take your family, the weather's going to be the weather. The Browns are going to be the Browns. Hey, why the hell not?
Well, and here's another reason why you might want to do it. And now I seem like a Browns ticket salesperson, although this might not sound like a Browns ticket salesperson.
You haven't emailed me 15 times today, so you can't be a Browns.
Season tickets right around the corner. Okay, great. Thank you. No, thank you. When Shador starts, you're not going to be able to have $6 prices.
Oh, I've definitely heard this theory.
Like when Shador starts, you'll be paying out the yin yang.
I've heard this theory that people are buying up tickets after this. Like, what's the next home game? Is it the Titans game?
I think it's a good question.
I think it's the Titans. No, 49ers.
I thought the Titans were. I thought the Titans. All right, go ahead.
It's one of those two.
Like the Bears. Yeah, I think the Bears. No, Bears might be on the road. We're not good at the schedule game right now.
However, I've heard people say that basically it's like prospecting. They're buying home games before December or right at the cusp of December.
Okay.
And being like, you know, worst case scenario, if Shador starts and the prices go through the roof, and then I can sell those tickets at like a 3-time premium, and then I just don't end up going.
So like all right, 49ers, Titans. 49ers game is not going to have a bunch of 49ers fans aren't going to be there for that. Titans game, they don't travel and their team stinks.
Yeah.
So like that just is what it is. But the Bills game and the Steelers game, those are basically going to be Bills and Steelers home games.
Yep.
We've all accepted that, right?
Yeah, but Shador's not. That's not going to be his first start. His first start's going to be either the 49ers or Titans, unless Dylan pulls the sword from the stone.
I actually think it's a really smart idea.
Yeah.
I think it's really smart. Buy the tickets now because they're incredibly cheap. And then when Shador gets a start, you can, you'll 5X, maybe 6 or 7X that price.
Actually, the worst part about this, I said the worst case scenario is, well, the premium goes up on the tickets and then you sell them and you make a profit. Now, the worst case scenario is you actually have to go to the Browns game.
Not at $6 a ticket, I don't.
I don't know. Oh, well, again, it's going to be $20 a ticket because of the damn fees.
I'll eat those tickets. I'll make sure. I'll do anything but go to those games.
Oh, come on.
It's like in 2016, 2017. I never forget because Dustin, I think, had either like a mini season ticket plan or something like that. And he called me up and was like, hey, man, I got these awesome seats for you if you want them. And I'm like, I don't want to go to that. Like, that's not, I don't want to do that, man. That's where I'm at right now with this team.
I'll
watch from my couch. I like my couch.
The only thing I'd say about this early in the season is you can end up messing around and getting a nice 50-degree day. And
60 tomorrow.
Yeah, so 50-degree day in November.
I'm going to go out and play 9 holes tomorrow.
It's a football game. It's the NFL. How many of those? I'm not made of money. How many times do you actually get to go to the NFL game? Come on.
Okay,
now.
So the sad part about this, and this is where you're just going to call me a loser and say whatever you need to say about it, but have you seen that 4:00 window?
I have not, loser.
Rams, Seahawks, Broncos, Chiefs.
Or the Browns.
The best games of the week exist alongside this Browns game.
Lamar
and not only
versus
the best
Miles.
Games of the week. Broncos Chiefs is legitimately, to this point, the best game of the season. And you can make an argument that the second best game of the season, if you just look at like a win-loss perspective and where these two teams are, is the other game I mentioned in the Seahawks and the Rams.
I got to say on this, it's Lamar versus Miles. I cannot guarantee you that the Browns are going to keep it within 14
They're
on Sunday.
They're lucky it's on my main screen on Sunday because this is my job and this is what I have to do. And I'm happy to watch these games, but come on. Like the two other games are premium games.
No, I'm selling you on why you should go to the game. It's Lamar versus Miles. I can't guarantee you the output of this game, where it's going to go. So
last
that's
time
just
I'll ever see Lamar
top.
Play Miles Garrett in a Browns uniform.
Could be.
That could be a real
that,
where were
you
in moment.
You're almost guaranteed that Miles is going to eat in this game.
Well, yeah, with how bad that offensive line is right now, he probably should.
At this point, $6 is an absolute steal, plus fees, is a absolute steal to watch Lamar get beat up by Miles and then win by 20 points.
My couch is better. The other games are better. I think you know what it takes to get me out to go to a game these days anyway, though? It takes a good amount in general. It has to be better than this.
That's the saddest thing in the world.
Has to be better
than
this.
What's become of Jonathan Peterlin? I remember Downtown Johnny. I remember sushi after the Browns game. Yeah. I remember the good days.
That was the first time you ever had sushi, right?
I remember, yes. And I have not, I don't think I've had a lot of sushi since.
Markotch, we went to this like hibachi bar and I was like, you got it. You're going to love sushi. It's going to be for you. This is like 10 years ago. Like, it's going to be for you. You're going to love it. And I don't know.
We did house some sushi.
I thought we had a lot of sushi.
There was a lot of sushi consumed.
You were eyeing the hibachi the entire time, I thought. But we did it.
I stayed on mission, and
yeah, that's right.
We drank enough that when I was at night making no money. I don't think Vanessa was working yet. It was after the kids were born, after the 20s were born.
I was definitely very single at that point.
The money was a real problem, and I had to take at that time a $40 Uber home. And
yeah,
the fact that I'm still married today, I think that tested the mettle of that relationship. Because not only was it how much did you pay for the Uber and how much did you pay for the booze?
For the booze and the sushi.
And the sushi.
Yeah, yeah.
There was, and I now have to drive you back to Cleveland tomorrow to get your car. And I was like, but, you know, the kids fall asleep in the car. Oh, it was thank God it was late at night when I got home. And it was just, I got reamed for like 15 minutes. And by the next day, it was just, I'm going to ignore you.
That was nice living downtown. I felt like I was like hosting people after these games. You know, it's like, all right, we can have sushi. We can drink. We can hang out. It's always a good time. And now you can't get me to leave my house for these games.
Every time someone would be like, no, let's just well, and I actually had a lot of people do this because they knew we were not flush with money at the time. And so they knew Nick is cheap. And he likes free food and drink. And so it'd be like, I'm going to take you to this spot and drinks and dinner on me. Mm. And it would work. But
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Every time I'd have to pay tell her even the worst thing, which was, baby, I'm just going to sleep in the studio because I got to sober up, and I don't want to pay for that $40 Uber. And she's like, okay, so now you're not coming home. And I was like, I thought it was being responsible.
And I know you were just sleeping at the studio, but as a married person, if my wife was ever like, I gotta sleep at the studio, I gotta make sure I'm all good, I'd be like, all right, that's a little suspicious.
By the way, while the kids were young, like now, if I was just like, hey, I got a hotel up here because I overindulged, I'll see you tomorrow morning. She'd be like, no, that's a responsible decision because my kids are 12 and 15.
Markotch,
kids are under four, it's your ass.
He used to show up here at like 3 o'clock for his 7 o'clock show, like incredibly early, sometimes even like 2:30. And we'd be like, why is he here so early?
Yeah.
And I had to remind myself, oh, all his kids are really young. Like this is actually a place to get work done.
Yeah.
He's got no chance at home of getting any work done.
Now I've got an office. I go into my office and I get work done. And then it's like, well, I guess it's leaving time. I'll put it off for another 30 minutes. Even when the kids are home now, I can do this. That time, it was like, do you want to prep on the toilet?
So wait,
that's about the only spot.
But we're describing what Markotch should be doing right now. Markotch, why aren't you going to these games? It's $6 a ticket. You're young. You're single. At least I think you're single. I haven't confirmed that or not. Like, this is your time.
Yeah, Jake and I have these conversations at night too about how I really don't do anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you got to do things.
But I don't
be a participant in life, and then you get married and you have kids, and then you turn into me. But like for the meanwhile, be a participant.
Right now, so much of my life is work. I don't just work here. I have a second job. So like sometimes, like when I'm like in my apartment alone, it's like, that's like, I just need that time.
That's your
to be
highlight
myself.
Of the week.
Oh, no, that sounds sad.
I wouldn't say that.
He was like, I just need that
that's
time.
That's the way it came off. I'm not saying it's the way
I
it is.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing.
Oh, poor Mark.
And this is, I've worked here since the station launched in 2011, right? But I've had kids for longer than I've worked here, which means I never got to just be like, hey, like reach out to the Browns and be like, hey, can I have free tickets? Or just do the thing that I did when my kids were little, which is I'm just going to take the press pass.
Yeah.
Because I've always had kids. And so there's a part of me that when I see like Mac and Mark Koch and all the young guys, I'm like, guys, why aren't you just asking for the season credential just
to
go?
That's what I did for the first three years that I was here. I went to everything. I was at every, like 80% of the Guardians games. I was at every Brown, didn't miss a Browns game. I went to everything. And now I'm like, all right, we're good. I did a lot of it to the point where I'm like, all right, I'm all right now.
You made the case that this is the worst game of the year or the least watchable game because of the schedule.
Yeah, and I think it's because Rams, Seahawks, Broncos, Chiefs, biggest spread of the weekend, one of the lowest over-under point totals of the weekend. Like the combination attached to all four of those things tells you that this might be the least watch NFL game of the entire year.
I'm calling to young Clevelanders. We're talking the single folks, right? Whether you're 30 or 25 or 22, if you've got $6 plus fees in your account, go to this game. You only have so many Sundays in life. My plans are made. I'm an old man. I can't do it. Go to the game for the Gipper.
You can't even tell yourself like, oh, I'll catch one a couple weeks from now. It'll always be here the way that in seasons past you have so many more games. Because once Shador starts, those ticket prices are going way up.
And here's the added bonus. You can get $6 and you can still see Shador.
I mean, yeah, from the bench.
Oh, what if Dylan gets benched in this game?
If he plays at the half?
Yeah.
And for enough people, $6
is the greatest hedge bet ever.
I guess. And then you can say, oh, that's like the Baker Thursday night Jets game.
Yep.
He comes in at halftime, saves the day. And that is one of the most memorable Browns games in the past 25 years.
Yep.
Legitimately.
And worst case scenario, you just get to sit in the stands and listen to everybody argue about Shador Sanders. That's the worst case scenario. Best case scenario is he plays, wins the game, Hall of Fame career takes off right then and there.
And then you were there.
Yep. Just like the perfect game. Just like old Lenny Barker says.
That's how it always works.
216-474-0092. Would you go to this game on Sunday for free? JP says he wouldn't.
No.
If I didn't have plans,
I'm trying to figure out what the price would be to pay me to go to this game, is what I'm trying to figure out. I mean, I'll watch the game. I'm going to watch the game. I don't know what the payment is.
And pay me $50 to go to the game.
I don't even know that I do
it. And free drinks at the game. And free food at the game.
I really want to watch this stupid Chiefs-Broncos game.
Donovan's post-game comments in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS.
With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.